Sheer number 34. In the middle of Aseres Yemei Teshuva, this holy 10 days, a day after Rosh Hashanah, or 2 days after Rosh Hashanah, depends if it was Shabbos in the middle or not, comes the day of Tzoyim Gedalia, fasting that Gedalia ben Achikam was killed by Yishmael ben Asanya after the Churban of the first Bayis, the Bayis Rishon. Very strange why this comes in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, in the middle of Aseres Yemei Teshuva. So the Rambam teaches us that Tzoyim Gedalia, like all fastings, is to bring us the tshuva, to think why happened this story years ago? Why did it happen? Because they did aveiros, they didn't do tshuva, and look what happened to them. The Tzoyim Gedalia was a story that brought that there's no more Yidden in Eretz Yisrael for 52 years. No one didn't step over here. No one was over here. It was the only time in history. 52 years was no Yidden in Eretz Yisrael. So, to think what happened, why did it happen, and to do tshuva, that it shouldn't happen again. So that's one idea that has to do with a Aseres Yemei Teshuva. There's another reason. We see in the Pasuk and Oishaya that Achar came Yoshuvu Beis Yisrael, then at the end of the Galus, after the exile, everything will go through, all the tzores and all the pain of the Galus, will come big Yoshuvu Beis Yisrael, Klal Yisrael will do tshuva, will return, and then they will ask. Uvikshu es Hashem Eloyeyem, they will ask, they will look after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, try to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'eis David Malkom, and try to come back to Malchus Beis David, that David shall be our king, king of Beis David, shall be our king, ve'noharu el Hashem ve'el tuvoi ve'achar yisayomim, and we'll go back to the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rashi over the brings down the Tanchuma that Shloisha Dvorim Mo'asu Yisrael, was three things that Am Yisrael didn't want and pushed away in the time of Rechavam, the son of Shloimo, the great king Shloimo HaMelech. After Shloimo HaMelech, Klal Yisrael separated into two kingdoms. There was the kingdom of Yehuda with two Shvatim, Yehuda and Binyamin, and the kingdom of the 10 tribes of Aseres HaShvatim, they all left. What happened was they had a fight with Rechavam, the son of Shlomo, and by this fight, so they called out, like the Navi says, "Ein lanu chelek beDavid. We have no part, connection to David, the house of David, David HaMelech and his family. Veloy chelek, veloy nachalo beven Yishai. We don't want a connection to the son of Yishai. You have David HaMelech with his family and the kingdom that comes from this family. Ish lehahal of Israel. Everyone goes back to his own tent, to his own house. Yeah, everyone to his family. We don't want David HaMelech with his family to rule upon us. We don't want them." That was the call of the Aseres HaShvatim at that time. And the Medrash tells us it's not only ish lehahal of Israel, it's ish le'elohav Israel. They don't want more the Beis HaMikdash. They want to have the two Agalim and Beis El Endon. They want to go back to Avodah Zarah, to all the idols, all the mistakes that was before, and in the time of David HaMelech, which Shlomo HaMelech has became very strong, everyone, only Yerushalayim, only Beis HaMikdash, and they want to go back to Avodah Zarah. What happened then is, Shloisha Dvarim Ma'asu Yisrael Ba'os Hashah. Three things that they pushed away in that time. Malchus Shomayim, because they want to go back to Avodah Zarah, so they pushed away Malchus Shomayim. Malchus Beis David, the kingdom of Beis David, they pushed away in that time because they want a different king. They're taking Yeravam ben Nevat to be the king instead of Rechavam ben Shlomo ben David. So they Mo'asu, they pushed away, they don't want Malchus Beis David. And Beis HaMikdash, they're leaving Beis HaMikdash and they're not coming back to Beis HaMikdash. And Mo'asu is Beis HaMikdash. Ve'ein Yisrael Royim Simen Broche. Yidden will never have it good. Elo, only if they ask and pray for these three things. Achi evakshu shloshtom shenemar, and that's what the pasuk is teaching us. The achar ken yoshuvu beis Yisrael, they'll do tshuva, and then what they will do when they'll do tshuva? Uvikshu es Hashem Elokeihem, they'll ask for Malchus Shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should rule upon them. Ve'eis David Malkom, and they'll ask for David HaMelech, they'll ask for Mashiach ben David from David's family to be the king. And they'll want back the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why you see also with the Sfardim, they say it in Vidui, by Mem, they say, Moradnu, Moradnu b'malchus shamayim, Moradnu b'malchut b'e David, Ma'asnu b'beit HaMikdash, u'shloshtam, anachnu mevakshim. We're asking for these three things that we then pushed away, we didn't want it, and that's why we're in such a bad situation, and we will ask back for it, and we'll get it back, Be'ezer Hashem. Comes the day after Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the day that we say, Malchus Shamayim, we want the kingdom from HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon us. A day after it, ask for Malchus Beis David. Because Gedalia ben Achikam was the last, he wasn't the king even, but he was the last ruler about Am Yisrael from this family. And from then, the family of Moshiach ben David, the family of David HaMelech, didn't come back to rule an Am Yisrael, to be a king on Am Yisrael. That's why we're crying and we're fasting to remember the pain that we lost Malchus Beis David. And that's asking back for David HaMelech. Comes Yom Kippur and we ask the old time for Avoid them Beis HaMikdash. Again and again, right? The very long Musaf with all the Avoidos and everything. What is Beis HaMikdash? From Rosh Hashanah, Tzayim Gedalia, and Yom Kippur, we're asking for Malchus Shamayim, Malchus Beis David, and Beis HaMikdash, and we will see Be'ezer Hashem, a Simen Beracha, Geula Shleima, and Shana Toiva U'Mesukah.